Mark here from markpollocktrust.org, and it's the morning of the Giants Causeway Coast Sportive, the event. Just finished some breakfast. It's not long after 7. We're in our kit. Simon's beside me. Say hello.
Morning.
Vedran is over washing up the dishes. Simon is cleaning her teeth, and the other guys are in the other house. So, Simon, what are your thoughts on the kit so far? The kit, the Arrow branded kit, which is clearly the most important part of the whole equation.
I think it's even shinier and more splendid than I imagined. Yeah.
And matching.
And I've never owned cycling kit before, so it's interesting to wear things with pads in unusual places. Yeah.
Yes, which will you have the traditional cycling shorts on with the pad designed specifically for the saddle. However, you'll be sitting on a sling like a deck chair. Unnecessary padding.
Maybe it will come in useful in some other way as a support of for my water bottle or something. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say something else there.
Right.
Now, I've been on the high-fat, low-carb diet for a good while, 6.5 kilos while, and you should be, traditional wisdom says you should be, or conventional wisdom says you should be carb loading for the previous 2 or 3 days. I haven't really felt inclined to do that, and I've just had ham, cheese and eggs, sort of scrambled eggs, omelette type mix up. I do need to get a coffee, and I think I will take you up on one of your energy bars. What have you been eating this morning and last night?
So last night, I had some salmon and some veg, and then this morning a bit of porridge, so feeling quite light and not too heavy. So yeah, hopefully that will help us going up the hills, okay, that extra heaviness.
And you were saying there's a big hill directly off the start line, is that right?
A very unexpected big
hill. Oh, really?
Yeah, so I hadn't quite factored that in. I looked at the race route beforehand, and I saw 526 metres over the 57K, but it looks like the 526 metres are more or less in the first kilometre uphill, so we'll have a tough start, but after that the scenery looks pretty fantastic along the coast.
And do you think it's like the entry into Phoenix Park, or steeper than that?
Than the entry into Phoenix Park, getting closer to the hill that we didn't want to go up after going up a couple of times. So it'll be an interesting start, so we'll have to get warmed up and ready to work hard from the beginning.
So that the start, or the hill that Simon mentions, on our way back from our training runs after sort of 120 minutes, there was a massive hill just about 5 minutes before our lockup unit, and after about 2 weeks we found a different route home, so that's not ideal. Okay, right, well, I've got a couple of things kind of prepared for this, so I think we'll do one when we're on the bike. I think we'll do one in the start area. I've got two ready to go, one about 20k and one with about 20k to go. And then we'll do one coming across the finish line and a couple in the post-match celebrations. So we'll leave it at that for now and report in later. That's over from me.
And me.
And Vedran.
Yeah.
And Simon. Still cleaning her teeth. Okay.